Distorted View Daily proudly presents Thoughts on Texas by a Retarded Person.
Texas is a wonderful place to go home. It's a good place to have cowboys, boots, guns, and hats. And Odie, Putner, have lakes, oceans. Like, go swimming, go to cities, or merry-go-rounds. But everything you want is fun to ride a real horse. Play basketball and watch your favorite movies. Roller coaster, go way down and up. Now that is Texas. It's all about. Person Walker, Texas Ranger.
Hey freaks, it's Monday, December 29th, 2008. Coming up on the program today, Barack the Magic Negro. Plus, why you should shut the fuck up during movies. Spoiler alert, they were shot. And second degree shit burns. All of this was your emails today on the Distorted View Show.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes! Timothy James Henson with you. This is the Distorted View Show. Thank you guys so much for checking out the Monday podcast, starting a brand new week of shows. Got a great program for you. At the top of the show, real quick, I wanted to mention Alexander Cornswall because a lot of people have been asking me about him. He's been pretty quiet lately. He hasn't been bugging me, but he's still batshit crazy. His most recent post on his blog at cornswall.com was dated Monday, December 15th, 2008. Let me just read you from the beginning here. Planned Parenthood has long been known as an abortion factory dedicated to maximizing the number of children murdered before they draw their first breath. See what I mean? Still cuckoo. Yeah, as if the president of Planned Parenthood gets on his intercom at the corporate offices screaming about their third quarter results. Boop! Jamie, get me the numbers.
One moment, Mr. Sterling. For the months of August through October. We're down 15% from last year.
Fuck! What the hell happened? Did the white trash and the inner-city black youths just stop fucking altogether?
I think the new season of Redneck Weddings just started on CMT. That might have something to do with it. Also, I'm pretty sure a T-Pain album dropped.
Well, I just don't know what the hell we're gonna do. Our whole business model depends on hoovering babies out of women's vaginas. Look, cancel all my meetings for the rest of the day. I'm gonna go down to the mall.
Are you going to kick in the skulls of babies?
If I can find them, it always makes me feel better. All right. Cornswald is such a fucktard. He really believes the Planned Parenthood people are like some sort of James Bond villain. Yes. Oh, yes. Soon my plan will be complete. My lunar-based abortutron laser can shoot a beam up the cunt of any pregnant woman and evaporate her offspring. I will hold all of the unborn babies in the world for ransom. I'll be a jagillionaire. Ooh, and there's nothing you can do about it, James Bond. All right. Stupid Alexander Cornswald. All right, yes, critics... I'm going to read some more from his stupid blog. Critics often try to counter this simple fact with a question, why? Why is Planned Parenthood an abortion factory? The answer, Alexander Cornswall gives, will baffle you. Planned Parenthood, you see, sells the remains of the murdered children, and there are a lot of buyers. The biggest customers are the manufacturers of Canadian vaccines. And then it says here, almost all Canadian vaccines are made using tissue from murdered children. This according to Life Site News, which is a pro-life website. Have you not heard much about aborted fetuses being used in vaccines? Nightly News didn't cover that story. I wonder why. Because it's not true! And as if that is not ricoculous enough, ladies... Have you ever had this is a very common problem, as I understand it. You're applying some blush, making yourself pretty for your man, as you should be. And when you're putting on your foundation, you find crumpled baby fingers in your Maybelline. Well, that's because most common cosmetics contain bits and pieces of murdered children, according to Cornswald. Again, you'd think there would be a little stink over that, but no. No one seems to utter a peep about that. So there you go, checking in with Alexander Cornswald. He's still a complete idiot. All right, moving on. We here at Distorted View pride ourselves at being at the forefront of cum-snorting media. I gotta tell you, there's not a lot of cum-snorting videos out there, and with good reason. It's not hot. I don't know anyone who's into it. I don't know anyone who's ever jacked off to it. More importantly, I don't really recognize it as a real fetish. I have never met a guy or woman who is into cum snorting. If you're into it, please email me, show@distortedview.com. I'd love to interview you. So it seems like once a year, a new cum snorting video surfaces, and I have one here for you. This dude blows a wad that is so large, it fills up a shot glass, right? And then the girl takes a straw and snorts it out through her nose and then starts choking on it and shit. It's fantastic audio. Let's take a listen. We pick up after the guy has jerked off into a shot glass. The girl has placed a straw into it and is getting ready to snort. I love cum snorting audio because it really is quite vivid. You know, it just sounds like cum being snorted. You got some more, though. Like I said, there is a lot of cum in that shot glass. The sounds of distorted view. Good girl. Yes, a woman snorting cum. There you go. Moving on, do you guys remember the, you clamped down on that tit and you bite it off?
You clamped down on that goddamn tit and you bite it off!
Yes, I played that clip, it must have been, a year ago at this point? Well, I finally have more of that scene to play for you. Apparently, the retard has taken a woman hostage, and her boyfriend is coming to save the day, but the retard has a gun!
You see this gun? You make one move and she's dead, and you are dead!
What's going on here? What do you want?
I'm gonna kill her. If you make one move toward me.
Man, let go of my woman, man. I'll kick the shit out of you.
Leave him alone, honey. Do it.
Don't mess with him. He has retard strength. Alright, he tosses the girlfriend back to her boyfriend.
You're not nice little kids. Mama's gonna be mad because you was naughty.
It's Betty Bite time. You should go to Betty Bite. Look, if you kids can't go sleep, go on, make noise to her.
Look, this is what you want to see. Look at this and get the hell out of here, motherfucker, because this is my house.
She's showing her tit.
Get your rocks off, baby. Eat your fucking heart out.
That's good.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you, man?
Just do it and make nice games with her. Play with her boobies. That's it. Take off that thing. I want to see more.
I think we ought to cooperate with him. He probably want to see us fuck. Let's do it and get him the fuck out of here.
But I don't know if I can get it up, baby.
Get it up? You better get it up. Your life depends on it.
Your life depends on getting a boner this instant.
Just take off the little dress and the little panties. And you take off your shirt. I want to see your naked bodies play nice game. Nice game.
I think I went to school with this kid. His name was Steven, and he always wore cardigan sweaters, and whenever he was walking in the hallway, he would always be looking down at the floor, with his head slightly cocked to one side. He would run the spotlight on all the school productions, and he said his dad worked for NASA, which, you know, there weren't many NASA employees who lived in Ashtabula, but... Alright, continuing on with this clip here. Oh, the other weird thing about Steven is he would always address you as Mr. Now, keep in mind, we were both 14, you know, or 15 years old, and when he would greet you, he would walk up to you and say, hello, Mr. Henson, something like that. A weird kid. All right, he's probably a serial killer by now. All right, moving on with the clips.
That's nice. Lick it.
That's nice. And run your tongue in her
belly. This is just like the cum snorting thing. Who's jerking off to this movie? I enjoy having retarded people tell me what to do during sex. It gets me off.
Oh, honey, fuck me. Fuck me, though. This may be our last time.
All right, and then I believe after that...
Is this what you want to see, you...
Yeah, you've heard this this part before.
Is this what you want to see, you dirty motherfucker? Is this what you want to see?
And then, of course, as you all remember, the window licker instructs the guy to clamp down on that goddamn tit and bite it off. The guy refuses, and so the tard kills the guy.
God!
By stabbing him. And then cuts off his penis, which I don't know if you've ever heard before.
Bastard!
What the hell did he say?
Bastard! Bastard!
Oh, bastard, okay.
It's all your fault. It's all your fault. You know what I'm going to do about that? Because it is all your fault. I'm going to get you now!
And that's when he cuts off the cock. So there you go. I don't know if that sheds any light on the clip at all. I still have no idea what's going on here. So there you go. One more clip, and then we'll get into the news. It's a very short but entertaining clip. It involves a cum fart, which we play a lot of here on the show, but I assure you, this is good shit. There's three people involved. The guy fucking the girl in the ass, he shoots his wad inside of her. Then she farts out the cum into another girl's mouth. Let's take a listen to the magic.
Oh, this is so good.
All right, that's the guy shooting his load into her.
Yeah.
And now she's going to shit it out. Get it out. Get it out. Oh.
That's right. Oh. Yeah.
And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, effed up news right now. Real quick, before we get into the news, got a couple things I wanted to talk about. Of course, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, please consider signing up. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. I do the show for a living, and so I kind of rely on those memberships. And I really do try to make it worth your while. A couple weeks ago, we did all Sideshow exclusive programs. Last week, on Christmas Eve, I posted a bonus show, a video cast featuring a brand new cartoon by Lazy Boy. And then during the weekend, I post another exclusive show. Got another bonus episode on Tuesday and another video cast planned for you as well. So if you're not a member, please sign up if you like the show, superfreaksideshow.com. The other thing I wanted to mention is the iPod contest. Haven't really gotten a chance to talk about it because the last few weeks have been weird, but if you would like a brand new iPod Classic 120 gigabyte model filled with Distorted View content and engraved with Jagu and the Distorted View website and everything on the back, all you have to do is promote the show, basically. Come up with an idea that will get people to check out the website and the show, and the best idea that you can prove that you did will win the iPod. Now, people have, I think Lazy Boy is going to post some Distorted View cartoons on Newground and all these other websites, and he's going to try to get people to get to DV that way. Someone created a DV widget, one of those Yahoo widgets. I don't really know much about that. But yeah, if you guys can get people to check out the show, because I'm lazy and I want you guys to do my marketing for me, I will give you this iPod classic filled with distorted view stuff. So there you go. The contest is continuing on now. It'll probably be throughout January, I think, and then we'll end it. I'm also going to be giving away an Xbox 360, but that's just for Sideshow members. So if you'd like to win that, I'm going to make it really easy for you guys. All you have to do is be a member, and I'll be giving that away a little bit later. A lot of contests and giveaways for you. All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, a candidate for the Republican National Committee chairmanship said Friday the CD he sent committee members for Christmas, which included a song titled Barack the Magic Negro, was clearly intended as a joke. A hateful, racist joke. Yes, the title of the song about President-elect Barack Obama was drawn from a Los Angeles Times column. Quote, I think most people recognize political satire when they see it, said Tennessee. Well, that's suspect right there. Yeah, said Tennessee Republican Chip Saltzman. This dude's name is Chip Saltzman? That's like naming your baby boy Douche Chill. I think RNC members understand that. The song, set to the tune of Puff the Magic Dragon, was first played on conservative political commentator Rush Limbaugh's radio show in 2007. I've actually got a copy of this stupid song. Let's take a listen.
This is the site of my conception. I am the fruits of your labor. I am the offspring of the movement. So when people ask me whether I've been to Selma before, I tell them I'm coming home.
Barack the Magic Negro lives in D.C. The L.A. Times, they called him that cause he's not authentic like me. Yeah, the guy from the L.A. paper said he made guilt.
Paper?
The whites feel good.
L.A. paper.
They'll vote for him and not for me cause he's not from the hood. See, real black men like Snoop Dogg or me or Farrakhan have talked the talk and walked the walk, not coming late and won. Oh, Barack the Magic Negro lives in D.C. The L.A. Times, they called him that cause he's black but not authentically.
All right, you get the idea. He's not an authentic black. Rush Limbaugh really is the biggest fucking joke. Like, if he... I can't believe he has any followers after that whole OxyContin thing. Big fat monstrosity of a hypocrite. I gotta say, I loved it when we found out because of all the drug use he was going deaf. I wish he would have never regained his hearing, and it got worse.
You're listening to the EIB Network.
When liberals see this man coming, they run away scared. It's the Rush Limbaugh Show.
Welcome back to the Rush Limbaugh Show. Liberal bad. Go to the phone.
Hey, this is Sally from Minnesota Rush. I just wanted to say I agree with everything you're saying.
Thank you. Next caller.
All right, that was from a old distorted view bit back from like 2002 or something. All right, the title Puff the Magic Dragon was drawn from a Los Angeles Times column about President-elect Barack Obama's appeal to those who feel guilty about the nation's history of mistreatment of African Americans. The CD sent to RNC members, first reported by The Hill on Friday, is titled We Hate the USA, and also includes songs referencing former presidential candidate John Edwards and the Reverend Jeremiah Wright. Other song titles in the mix CD included John Edwards' Poverty Tour, Right Place, Wrong Pastor, Love Client Number 9, Ivory and Ebony, and the Star Spanglish Banner. There you go. Second story we have for you today, this one comes from Philadelphia. A man enraged by a noisy family sitting near him in a movie theater on Christmas night shot the father of the family in the arm. That actually reminds me of my favorite scene from... Do you guys remember Scary Movie when they go to the movie theater to watch Shakespeare in Love?
Don't go in there! Lord of my heart! Damn, this is some scary shit! Oh, I am scared!
Oh, excuse me?
I think I paid my money like everybody else up in here.
Of her favor, where I am in...
That ain't no man! You can see her real hair right there!
Do you mind?
I know you better get out of my face! Out of my face! Out of my face! This is all me up in here. You handle that!
Will you shut the fuck up?
All right, back to the story here. James Joseph Kalia, 29, of Philadelphia, faces 6 charges that include attempted murder and aggravated assault. He remains in custody on Saturday. Police said that he told the man's family to be quiet, then threw popcorn at the man's son. The victim, whom television reports identified as Wofford Lomax? Okay, I don't like any of these people's names in this story. Wofford? W-O-F-F-A-R-D. All right. Told police that the dude was walking towards his family when he stood up and was shot in the arm. Lieutenant Frank Venor called the incident scary, that it gets to that level of violence from being too noisy during a movie. Well, just shut the fuck up during a movie. Don't talk. Be quiet. And you won't get shot. Oh, like, I hate to take the side of the, you know, shooter, but I can see his point. It's annoying. Lomax, 31, was released from a hospital after the shooting. I bet you, I swear to God, next time he goes to the movies, he's going to keep his fucking trap shut. Lesson learned. He declined to comment when contacted by phone on Saturday. It was not immediately known whether Kalia had a lawyer or whether bail had been set. A woman who answered a call to his home Saturday declined to comment. A theater manager referred calls to Regal Entertainment Group. In case you were wondering, the movie that was playing was The Curious Case of Benjamin Button. Right, final story we have for you today. A 3-year-old boy was taken to the West Penn Hospital burn unit on Christmas Day. Why, you ask? Well, he suffered from second-degree burns on his legs and genitals from apparently sitting in dirty diapers for days. Apparently, they can just spontaneously combust. Didn't know diapers could burst into flames just like that. Yes, the boy's father, Jesus Rodriguez, 34, has been arrested and charged with aggravated assault after police discovered the 3-year-old and his 4-year-old sister in an apartment filled with soiled diapers, smeared feces, and garbage. According to the affidavit, the children's uncle, who lives in the same building, went to see them on Christmas, but when he entered the apartment and tried to pick the boy up, the child instantly began screaming in pain. That's kind of funny. The uncle called 911, and when police arrived, the child was observed standing, bent over the living room couch, shaking and upset, obviously in pain and in severe discomfort. Police described his legs as being bright red, consistent with the loss of several layers of skin, extending from the waistband down to the back of his knee. He was wearing only a shirt. The uncle told police that the boy routinely would go extended periods of time wearing the same diaper. That's called being thrifty, and in this economy, you have to be. Am I right? The uncle told police that the boy routinely would go extended periods of time wearing the same diaper. The 4-year-old girl also had what appeared to be a burn injury. Okay, she's 4 years old. She shouldn't be in diapers in the fucking first place. The 3-year-old is pushing it. Not getting much sympathy from me, but a little. Yes, the 4-year-old girl also had what appeared to be a burn injury to her leg, which police said looked less than a week old and had not been treated. She was taken to the Westmoreland Hospital. A doctor there said the girl appeared to have an old, dirty skin wound. I'm going to diagnose you with old, dirty skin. Further, she had redness to her scalp and genital area from lack of grooming. I mean, at 4 years old, she should really be combing her pussy hair by now. I mean, it's basic grooming. Yes, when police attempted to talk to Mr. Rodriguez, they said he appeared to be under the influence of an unknown substance. Officers found 2 empty cough syrup bottles on the back of the couch behind the man's head. That's right, he was tussing it up. Although I think it would have been cheaper just to buy some beer as opposed to, you know, Robitussin or whatever. All right, police said the man was evasive in answering questions, but they weren't sure if that was intentional or not. Quote, when asked when he had last changed the child's diaper, he stated that it was Thursday. When asked what time, he stated not too long ago. At times, he would laugh at the situation and would continue to be incomprehensible, mumbling and not making much sense when speaking, the report said. Mr. Rodriguez was arrested on an outstanding bench warrant for drug charges in Philadelphia. He's been pushing Robitussin on all the youths in the area. He's helping kids shoot up Dimetap. Yes, in addition to the aggravated assault count, he is also charged with endangering the welfare of children, reckless endangerment, and simple assault. There you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, I'm checking in with my freaking dickies.
Tim, you retard. That crying British guy was saying that he used to play football here. You idiot. You're a window licker.
That's and Wing was on an episode of South Park.
Tim, the version of Oh Holy Night you played at the beginning of Wednesday's show, I think was a reenactment of a guy who was born about 2,030 years ago and who had fantasized, like most egotistical shirt-sleeve Christians, that he would be the world's next savior. But when he saw the star in the east and heard the word from the shepherds and the wise men, he realized that once again, God had passed him over. Hence, this version of that song.
Thank you very much, Michael Carino, for checking in. And Godspeed, my friend. Moving right along. Next up, yeah.
Hey, Tim. I've got a new sex term for you.
All right. Bizarre sex term time.
Bizarre sex terms, yeah.
What if you're coming at me?
All right, let's see what he has here. Oops.
It's called Fuck Ryan and His Stupid Ass. Okay. The way it's performed is any DV listener had to suffer through that bullshit Sextastic Tuesday that you had to suffer through to read. Introduce yourself in the streets when you meet Ryan as a DV listener. And you go up to him and you say, "You're gonna get raped." And then, but you don't dry rape them. Not like the boys, the cooks over at the Cheesecake Factory. No, you take that mandingo size shit dildo and you shove it up his ass until he has to use his own hover round to get around.
I don't remember which Sextastic Tuesday he was referring to. I guess it was a listener penned story. This was probably from beginning of December. This voicemail call. They're all over today. I've got some recent ones and some older voicemails here.
Hey, Tim, one of your sideshow freaks here. I'd like to suggest that you stop using your current version of the train wreck. You know, with all the, you know, like, you know, the train comes in, and then you have all these stupid sound clips of, you know, people saying shit. And then
right. Corey created that one. When did he create that? About 6 months ago?
Game shows. I don't like it. I like the original train wreck, which is just the train, which, you know, the train slowly comes and then the train wreck occurs. I think it more clearly conveys the message of you fucked up and now this is what you get for being a train wreck. I don't think all the voices, I think the voices are silly and it sort of cheapens the whole.
You mean that train wreck? Okay. Gotcha. It cheapened. I love how at the end he's like, it cheapens what the train wreck sound means. All right, next up here.
Hey, Tim, this is Kerosene. I just wanted to say that you're a huge idiot.
That's
this
true.
Person calls into your show to ask you to say Jagu just once without your music bed, and then you proceed to say, turn down the music, and then say Jagu about 10 times over top of your music bed. So I found that a little amusing. We still love you. Bye.
All right. Sorry about that. Next up here.
Yeah, you're FedEx from Buffalo, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, December 23rd show. You're talking about how you're taking Tylenol PM and you start to feel restless and You just, like...
Yeah.
You feel like you just have to move or something?
Yeah,
like
that's
you can't
right.
get to sleep? You're not taking any kind of, like, painkillers, are you, Tim?
No.
And maybe trying to stop or something? Because what you described almost kind of sounds like withdrawal symptoms. I mean, maybe not with the Tylenol PM. Maybe you're having withdrawal from the Tylenol PM. I don't know.
No, it's just when I take Tylenol PM, like, I'll start to get drowsy, right? And I'm like, okay, well, I better head to bed. And then when I go to bed and lay down, I can't sleep. And then I start getting restless. And I just want to, like, move my legs and stuff. That's really weird. All right, well, thank you very much.
Jigu, Tim, it's Marla, Sideshow member from California.
Well, hello.
I just want to call it a funny story about basically how Disturbed View has damaged me.
I love these type of stories.
And I can never be fixed. I was watching the news with my husband last night on our local news station. They have every Monday a segment on a child in the area that needs to be adopted. And the one that they had on last night happened to be for a Down syndrome kid who was like 15 or something like that.
I can tell you right now, he's not going to get adopted.
And just as a joke, I said to my husband, like, oh, what do you think? Should we adopt him? And he's like, he's not really into having kids, period. But he's like, you know, it's the extra expenses with, like, shoes and food and clothing and school supplies. That's just too much. And I'm like, but honey, it's a window licker. They don't need school supplies or shoes or clothing or much food. So, and he just looked at me all aghast, like, this is not the woman I married. So, thanks, Tim, because I think you might have gotten me a divorce for Christmas. Yay!
Ruining marriages for the holidays. Distorted View. Ding! All right.
Hey, Tim, long-time listener, first-time caller from Iowa.
Hi.
I was listening to the 12-2107 episode. Don't ask why. But a female called in and said she had two things. First, she really wanted sex from you. And second, she wanted to know how to sign up for the Sideshow. And when she said she wanted sex, you were silent. When she said she wanted to sign up for the Sideshow, you were like, ooh.
And then, now I'm interested in banging you.
In the next phone call, you said you did. What's going on, dude?
Did I say that? Really? Why would I lie like that? No reason to.
Hey, Tim. Jonathan from Bryan, Ohio. Sideshow member.
Jonathan.
Just called to tell you. Oh, wait. What was I going to tell you? Oh, I don't even remember. Oh, crap. This is going to be a horrible train wreck. Don't worry.
No,
I'll call in to bitch at you about
it. Don't try to bait me into a fucking train wreck sound effect. That won't work. All right. Thank you, everyone, for all the voicemails. Keep them coming. That's all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. It's in O-GOD.
Get it up. You better get it up. Your life depends on it.
Vote for us at Podcast Alley. Subscribe via iTunes. Dig us on dig.com. If you're not a Sideshow member, sign up right now. We will be back tomorrow for the Big Tuesday program. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
First of all, this song goes out for every race, because in every race, there is a junkie. And for my race, I am Hispanic, and I make this song personally for my junkie. Come over here, let me take all your fears. I know you're scared. Why don't you let me? I want to share all your fears, for you are my junkie.
Yeah, work it.
I'ma make this mine.
Ooh, it's all yours. Oh, yeah.
I'ma piss on your face, and then I'ma fart in your mouth. Yeah, and then I'ma